So we're going to switch gears here. What if you broke your internet? Where would you go to find out all the news that doesn't really matter, but that you spend hours reading about? Anyway, who would you turn to? Us. We're here for you. We got the ramble. Allison, we're going to start out with Leonardo da Vinci. Always a good place to start.
That's a great place to start.
He is the quintessential Renaissance man. This man knew something about pretty much everything, and you can now add chess to the list, which doesn't surprise me. Researchers believe that da Vinci drew illustrations for a manuscript that detailed how to play chess, like an ancient manual to chess. The manuscript was written by an Italian mathematician around the year 1500, and it was recently discovered in a private library. The text is apparently not the first of its kind, but the drawings it contains are special. They're unique. The king, queen, bishop, and knight are represented by distinctive, beautiful symbols. And it's this leather-bound volume, and it's thought to be the only surviving copy of this particular manuscript. The nonprofit organization that owns it is confident that it is da Vinci's hand behind these drawings. Others are skeptical, but the director of LA's Armand Hammer Center for Leonardo Studies has been invited to do an independent analysis to figure it out. So,
I love leather-bound books.
Aren't they? Romantic.
Hillary Clinton has apparently picked up an endorsement from a fashion designer, Marc Jacobs. I don't know if you remember this. He had made a famous T-shirt that had Hillary Clinton's face on it.
Sure.
It was used as a fundraiser for her senatorial campaign back in 2004. Well, Jacobs has designed a new T-shirt for Senator Clinton, but this is for her presidential run. The original shirt, which helped fund one of her re-election to the Senate, it sold for about $55 to $60. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the new one is retailing for the low, low price of $38. The OA shirt is a little bit larger. It's a little more photorealistic image of the candidate's face. Now, you might remember the old one had sort of this iconic high contrast design on that earlier model. Now, the Federal Election Commission treats Marc Jacobs' efforts as a designer as they would a campaign volunteer canvassing door to door. So though his time spent designing is likely worth more than $2,300, individuals are limited to donating to the candidate. Proceeds from the shirt are not treated as an individual donation. So the idea is, if you imagine if you had Marc Jacobs to design something,
yeah,
or a gown for you, that'd be more than $2,300 if you think
about
it. Which
I do often. I don't know about you, Allison. Did you buy any CDs last year? Remember?
That's a great
question. Can you even
question.
Remember the last time you went in and looked in racks for a CD?
Oh, you know what? I don't think I did.
I don't think I did either.
I really don't.
I mean, there's a study out. I mean, you and I are not teenagers, but nearly half of all teenagers in the U.S., 48%, did not buy a single CD last year. I'd be interested to
I really
see
don't think I did.
In the population who's buying CDs. This is according to a report by the NPD Group, a market research firm. And that's a big jump from even just last year when only 38% of kids shunned CDs for digital forms of music. CD sales were down overall, with a million fewer people of all ages buying them. There you go. This helped iTunes pass Best Buy to move into the number two spot in music sales. They're behind Walmart. NPD projects that iTunes will likely pass the Superstore by the end of the year. And with many retailers like Tower Records shuttering their brick-and-mortar music stores, the transition to digital music is happening faster than many people even expected. And those that still sell CDs in the real world, like Best Buy and Target, in addition to Walmart, mm-hmm, are giving the discs less floor space.
Can't stop progress.
Sign of the times. Sign of the times.
All right, this is in rat news. Rats were studied by people at MIT. Yes, that's what the people at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology spend their time doing. They were studying rat whiskers. Using a high-tech, high-speed video system, the MIT lab recorded that the whisker twitches of rats, and it turns out that they use very fine-tuned motion, scraping their little, long, icky whiskers along the ground and discerning texture. Now, this is the ability that helps them to navigate in the dark, because when do we see these little
buggers,
suckers at night, or in the subway yesterday at 2 o'clock is when I saw one. Nice. As MIT's Christopher Moore said, quote, "The richness of what they are perceiving with their whiskers is far more complex than we would have ever thought." He added that the whisker system works much like the human visual system, and that it could help future researchers study how our brain works. So that gets where the MIT part comes in.
So
there's a type of brain cell called the interneuron, which is crucial to the whisker system, and it's also the one thing damaged in humans with schizophrenia. So understanding one could help us understand the other. So it
rats
is real science via rats.
There you go. Hey, folks, that's The Ramble. These stories and more on our website. Go there now, or maybe after the show, npr.org/BryantPark.